All right, Jabbo, say good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up on page Reish Gimel. Reish Gimel. V'hine be'arnu ad hina ha-chasidus ma'asha talui ma'asa uba'ofen ha'asiyas. Remember again, still focusing, still chapter 19. We're going to be here for a little while longer. So it takes a lot to be a chasid. You can see it. Mamash takes a lot to become a chasid. So the Ramchal writes over here, he says, up until now, we've been focusing much more on what we'll call actional chassidus. Actional chassidus. Here is what you have to do on an actional level in order to become a chassid. Univar ata hataloi bekavana. Now we're going to focus a little bit on what's required from an intent perspective. What are the kavanas? What's the intentionality that is involved ultimately again in chassidus? Ukvar dibarnu gam gein lemalo meinyin lishma. So remember again, we spoke about earlier the concept of lishma, shalol lishma, the idea of doing a mitzvah, ultimately again for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of reward. Now we're going to expand that conversation a little bit. Rabbi said, it's actually quite incredible. Amnam vaday, shemi shemiskavin ba'avodoso, letaher nafsho lifnei boro, leman tiske, lasheves es panav bichlal, Hayisharim v'achasidim. So ultimately, again, the Ramchal explains very beautifully. He says that if a person goes ahead and has in mind when he does his avoda to be metayer, to purify his soul before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'man tizke l'sheves es panav bichlal hayisharim v'achasidim lachzos b'noam Hashem u'levaker v'heichalo u'lekabel hagmul asher ba'olam haba. So we'll say, this is really quite an incredible idea. So the Ramchal says as follows. So a person goes ahead and engages in Avodas Hashem for the sake of benefiting his soul, for purifying his soul, uplifting his soul, to be able to go ahead and even Olam Haba, the ability to sit in the company of the Yesharim, the Chasidim, to be able to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, levakir beichalo, ulekabel hagmul asher ba'olam haba, and all of this in order to be able to receive the incredible reward that one is able to receive in the world to come. He says, lo nuchal lomar shetie kavana zura. You must listen to this. That's really not a bad kavana. So what are we talking about over here? A person who goes ahead and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the purpose, also, just understand, for the purpose of lifting up his soul, refining his soul, being able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being able to have a place in the world to come, being able to purify himself in an incredible level. So Rav Chaim says, lo nucha lomar shetia kavana zura. This is certainly not a bad kavana. So first, can you imagine the statement? So if I go ahead and I do mitzvahs for the sake of purifying my soul, lifting myself up, basking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having a chilek in Olam Haba, it's not a bad start. It's not a bad start. He says, aval lo nucha lomar gamkein shetia hayosotova. But this is also not the purest of intentions. That's the purest of intentions. Ki ad sha adam is kavin letovas atzmo, sof avodasol letzorech atzmo. It's a very profound statement. Because I will say, even if a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of purifying his soul, lifting himself up, basking in the presence of God, acquiring a portion of the world to come, he's not really serving God. He's serving himself. Right? At the end of the day, these are self-serving motivations. I want to refine my soul. I want to lift myself up. I want to purify who and what I am. I want to bask in the presence of God. I want the chilek in Olam Haba. At the end of the day, this is for me. Right? I'm doing this for me. So the Ramchal says very beautifully, one, certainly again, this is not a bad intention. Thank you, Baruch Hashem. This is not a bad intention. But at the end of the day, who am I serving? Who am I serving? Now again, let's be clear. At the end of the day, what motivates my divine service is me. What I want. What I want. It's supposed to say, it's such an incredibly overwhelming statement. Because if somebody were to say, I'm worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of these reasons, we'd say, such a tzaddik. Such a tzaddik. But Ramchal says, well, why are you doing it? Who is the beneficiary in your model? Who is the beneficiary ultimately, again, of your service? And the answer is me. I am the beneficiary. I am the one who is benefiting ultimately from all of this avoda. So if that's the case, then what is the highest level? Acha kavana ha'amitis ha'metsuya b'chasidim asher tarchu v'hishtadlu la'asiga hushiyya adam oved rak leman asher kvodo shava adon baruchu yigdal v'yirbeth. So ultimately, again, what is the highest level? The highest level that a person could reach is where a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or literally translated, in order to amplify the greatness of God. I serve, ultimately, again, not for myself. I serve not for some type of benefit. And I must remember, again, I want to be clear, all the benefits that the Ramchal is describing over here are spiritual benefits, right? It's not the pshat that he's saying, I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I want to make a lot of money, right? And God is the key to Parnassos, so it's very simple. I want to be rich. I serve God so I can be rich. We're not talking about things like that, which we would all agree. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Parnassos, but the notion of davening to God ultimately, again, just for that purpose, we would understand it would be a bit of an infantile relationship. But even stronger than that, even if I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of the spiritual and lofty rewards associated with it, that's still a self-serving divine service. At the end of the day, I'm not serving God, I'm serving me. Which I will say, such a profound insight. Because it causes us to take a step back and to ask ourselves regarding our Avodas Hashem, who are we really serving? Are we serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are we serving ourselves? Are we in this ultimately, again, for what we could do for God, or are we in this for what we could do for ourselves? And it's a dramatic question to ask, because says the Ramchal, the highest level of Avodas Hashem, the way the Chassid serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I serve God for the sake of amplifying God's greatness in this world. I am an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam, and so my job in this world is to amplify His greatness in this world and in the eyes, ultimately, again, of His creations. Quite dramatic. He goes on, Acha Kavana, I'm sorry, V'zeye Acher Shez Gaber Ba'ava Elav Yisparach. Now, so remember again, every step here is building on the next. So how does a person come to this level where the motivation for their divine service is the amplification of divine greatness? So this comes from love. When a person falls in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we spoke about before, remember, when you love, when you truly love someone, so then ultimately, again, the relationship becomes selfless. We know this. We know this from our relationships, which hopefully are filled with love. Even though I get something out of it, at the end of the day, what I get is not the motivation for the relationship. The motivation is the love. The motivation, when you love someone, you love something, you want to give. Yechomit umisave el hagdolas kvodo umitztar al shimait limenu. Ki az yavo davodos latach lezeh, shalafachos mitido yekvodo yisbarach miskadel. Vyis ave shekol shar b'nei adam yihiyu kimochein. So we'll say, so again, so beautifully stated, says Ramchal, that the notion of ava, from not just an actional perspective, but from a kavana, from an intent, from an intentionality perspective, is why do I serve my God? Do I serve my God because I love me, or do I serve my God because I love Him? And I just want to point out, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you love yourself is not bad, right? As Ramchal said, not bad. Fantastic way to start. Most of us start relationships in life because they serve some type of self-serving utilitarian purpose. You know, I will say this is true in everything. A person often, right, the motivation to get married is, again, as the Pasuk says, Lo tove yos adon levado. It's not good to be alone. People don't want to be lonely. That's me. I don't want to be alone, so I seek out the marital relationship. Why do people have children? People have children because the most basic desire that people have is immortality. I want to live forever. But I know that I can't live forever. So what's the closest thing to immortality that a person could have in this world? Children. Because it's just a chilik of me that will live on long after I am gone. So if you think about it, parents love their children in such a selfless way. such a selfless way, right? Our children certainly, you know, put that love to the test at times, right? So we love our children in a selfless way. In a good marriage, you love your spouse in a selfless way. So you see, interestingly enough, that relationships can become selfless even though they begin selfish. The catalyst for marriage is a selfish need. I don't want to be alone. The catalyst for children is a selfish need. I want some level of immortality. So Ramchal says it's okay if a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins because of what I need, what I want, what I want to get out of this relationship, right? I want to have an elevated soul. I want to actualize my personalistic greatness. I want a beautiful Olam Hazeh, and I want a Lichtige Gan Eden, right? I want a beautiful world to come. I want all of this stuff. That's okay if it starts that way, as long as it ultimately graduates to another theological level of where I'm no longer just serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for ultimately, again, what I'm going to get out of it, but I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a selfless way. I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I love Him so much that I want His covet, I want His honor, I want His greatness to be amplified in the world. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll see exactly how one accomplishes that amplification of divine glory in this world. Emirat Hashem tomorrow.